Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Back in the 1960s, Aaron Neville had a hit with a song titled Tell It Like It Is. The lyrics went in part, "Tell it like it is, don't be ashamed to let your conscience be your guide." Now, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors seemed to be feeling no shame as they proclaimed they are not willing to tell it like it is. For all of our lives, we heard about people who committed crimes and served time being referred to as convicted felons. Well, forget about it. That term is now apparently demeaning, even for someone who served time in prison for attempted murder or armed robbery. Now, this individual is supposed to be referred to as a justice-involved person. Now, what's interesting is that there are many people who are involved with the justice system on various levels. Pay a traffic fine? Well, you're involved with the justice system. If you're a lawyer, chances are you're involved with the justice system. Judges and law enforcement officials are certainly involved in the justice system, so are parole officers. So now in San Francisco, no one would be able to discern whether we're talking about any of these people or a convicted felon, because they are all connected as a justice-involved person. While San Francisco boasts one of the highest crime rates in the U.S., they want to make sure that you're not associating high crime rates with criminals. They certainly don't have a lot of criminals committing these crimes in San Francisco. They just have a large justice-involved population. Now, that should make you feel a lot better if you're planning a vacation in the city by the bay. Now, if you don't like the term justice-involved person, they will also allow for the terms formerly incarcerated person or just a plain old returning resident. You know, like the guy who's been out of town and away on some kind of venture, but now he's a returning resident. Maybe he can tell us some stories, as many adventures about his time out of town. Welcome back, returning resident. But this newspeak doesn't stop there. A juvenile delinquent will now be called a young person with justice system involvement. Or if you don't like that one, why not choose a young person impacted by the juvenile justice system? They must be having fun coming up with these euphemisms. They're so creative. Now, while you're at it, forget about the idea that drug addicts or substance abusers did not use all those needles littering the streets of San Francisco. Those terms are unnecessarily harsh. These former drug addicts will become known as a person with a history of substance use. That's a history of substance use, not substance abuse. Supervisor Matt Haney says, "We don't want people to be forever labeled for the worst things that they have done. So does that mean no matter how many times a person commits a crime, we should never label them for fear that they'll always have to wear the shame of those crimes like a scarlet letter that they can never get away from?" That's what Supervisor Haney says, at least. One person paying close attention to these changes noted, "An individual whose car has been broken into could well be known to police as a person who has come in contact with a returning resident who was involved with the justice system and who is currently under supervision with a history of substance use." That certainly says it all, doesn't it? If the supervisors of San Francisco believe changing the language will change the behavior of people with criminal tendencies, they must be people who have a history of substance abuse. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.